talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Cinematic Orchestra, To Build a Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rao. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize and happens every January. It'll be coming up January 30th through February 1st. And I was told yesterday we have about 15 booths left before we're sold out for that show. Well, today we've got a great radio show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. And they are not one of the one-day bath remodeling companies. They actually get in there and transform your entire bathroom, tear out the tile, put in new tile, put in new flooring. He says in this interview, there's usually some subfloor problems that need to be taken care of, and they do all of that. So it's not a one-day rent bathroom renovation, but it's a very thorough, comprehensive reno. Also, we'll be talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings, and they have a lot of exciting new changes and additions going on, and we'll talk about some of the sales that they have got going on. Also, Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry, and Jay is a pretty amazing guy. He is a Navy veteran. He was a submariner, I think is the way they pronounce it. And then after that career, opened up a cabinet company, and that has evolved into a very high-end custom cabinetry business called HWC Custom Cabinetry. And HWC Custom Cabinetry is a very sought-after cabinet company by some of Charleston's top interior designers and custom builders. So we'll be talking to him about what his secrets of success are and some of his some of the products that they fabricate. And then finally, we'll be talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, and We're coming up on the end of growing season, but there's the growing season really never ends. It's never a bad time to be planting in your yard. And we'll be talking to Ryan about that. If you've never gone out to John's Island to visit Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you really should. And I always say this, but you know, you can make an afternoon of it. Go out to the tomato shed on Main Road and have a nice lunch there. They've got delicious food and lots of fresh vegetables too there. And then it's just about a 5-minute drive to Brownswood Nursery. And so definitely should check that out, especially with the beautiful weather that we're having today. But have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? It's been out about 2 weeks, our fall 2025 issue. Sewing Down South founder and Southern Charm cast member Craig Conover is on the cover. And he was part of our big fall 2025 launch party that occurred a couple of nights ago at Zuma Imports in Mount Pleasant. And special thanks to Zuma for hosting the our launch party. A couple hundred people came out for that and danced and drank and ate and had a great time. And once again, special thanks to Zuma for hosting our launch party. But our fall issue is one of our best. It's our main feature is our annual renovation issue, and there's over 75 local projects that you can check out. And they're all local, and we always tell you exactly who you can call if you want a project like that done at your own home. And one of the many great reasons that you want to pick up a free issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. How are you doing, Dan?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Dan, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Bath Tune-Up.
Sure. Bath Tune-Up is a fully custom, down-to-the-studs tile, anything in the bathroom space, really. For vanities, shower remodels, you know, we can even do pocket doors if you need to, drywall, paint, really anything in the bathroom space.
Gotcha. So when you say down to the studs, you're differentiating Bath Tune-Up from maybe some of the one day type, bath remodels companies that are out there.
Yes, sir. We are, since we're fully custom, we rip out everything that's existing, and we start over, basically build it back to whatever the homeowner wants, within reason. And a lot of those one day businesses only do acrylic and over the existing bathtub or shower, which I would never recommend because of what if there's moisture damage behind the walls. So this way, once we demo, we see exactly what we're looking at, and we'll fix any of those, you know, whatever water issue may appear because of that, and, you know, do it correctly and, you know, warranty it for a long time after that.
Gotcha. So that's an important point because, you know, sometimes you see those TV commercials where they're talking about a one day, project, bathroom project. And, you know, what you're talking about is the ability to, for the homeowner to choose, whatever they want, tile on the walls or the floors, so it's a more comprehensive bathroom remodel, bath reno, than some of these one day companies, right?
Absolutely. And the one day companies will in general only do the wet area, meaning the shower. But we touch every part of the bathroom, including vanities, you know, drywall accessories, mirrors, dry area tile. So that's the beauty of it, is it's a white glove service. So if you were to renovate your entire bathroom with the one day company, you'd have to get the one day company to do the shower, and then you'd have to get someone else to do the vanity and somebody else to do the lighting. But we coordinate everything for the homeowner, so it is a white glove service. They can not have to worry about coordinating all that. We have a project manager that manages all that for them. So from the selection process to the end result, we make it as easy as possible for them.
How does the homeowner choose the different materials that will be going into their new bathroom? Do they visit the bath tune-up showroom to pick out these materials, or what's the process?
Yes, there are our showrooms at 1941 Savage Road, Unit 500 AA in West Ashley. So they can come down and they can select all their tile selections, all their grout selections, get their color scheme going. And then we can go through vanity selection, then tile layout, really everything that they need. We can walk them also through plumbing fixtures. We've got some plumbing fixture displays down there as well. So they can really get a better idea, because a lot of people don't do a renovation just because there's too many selections. So we really try and help homeowners walk them through the process of selection so they don't get overwhelmed. And we've done so many, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of bathrooms where we know, you know, kind of exactly what the trends are and can help them along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Is there any design advice that's offered when a homeowner visits the bath tune-up showroom on Savage Road?
It all depends on what exactly the homeowner's looking for. If they want a freestanding tub, or they just want a bigger shower, or they want tile or an alternate to tile. So initial consultation, we'll come out to their house for free, take a look at the space, take some measurements, and then we have a lot of selections that we bring to the house. So if they can decide right there, great. If not, we'll send them into the showroom to further dial it in. And like I said, make it as easy as possible for them.
Gotcha. And what kind of price point will people be looking at when Bath Tune Up renovates their bathroom?
So I would say we're at the mid to higher end price point, but with that, you know, we're licensed, bonded, and insured. A lot of people look at the price and only the price, and I think that's a huge mistake. Whoever you're bringing into your home, you need to make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured, because if they're not and they get hurt on the job, they can sue that homeowner, and then it's on the homeowner from there. And that's a very scary prospect. From my consideration, I think they need to weigh all the options. Of course, price is one very important factor, but there's a lot of important factors. And also, I think you pay for what you get. If you hire somebody and they don't have a great track record, or you know, you don't have a good word of mouth, reputation is everything in this town. And I think that if you pay that lower dollar amount, sometimes you're not going to get exactly what you want. But I can guarantee with that, you know, the homeowner will be happy at the end of the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there's an expression I learned a long time ago. Cheap is expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all bought the cheap thing, or, you know, mm-hmm. thought we, you know, maybe we didn't want to spend the money or whatever, but, or we thought we could get the same by, even though it was cheaper. You're absolutely right when it comes to the, you know, the money. Every homeowner has a budget, and that's mm-hmm. important. You have to respect that. But then you also have to take into account what's the experience going to be like while our bathroom is being renovated, and some of the trunk slammer type companies out there that maybe aren't licensed, insured, and bonded. They're going to have cheaper labor. They're going to have people who are, they're going to maybe not clean up as well as they should at the end of the day. You mentioned white glove service, and I guarantee people, your customers appreciate that, because I'm sure at the end of the day, you folks are the bath tune-up crew is cleaning up and leaving it for the day in a good spot.
Yeah, we are sticklers with flooring protection from the entry point of the house to wherever the bathroom is. We vacuum clean every day before we leave and make sure all the trash is cleaned up. We are sticklers for that.
Yeah, and a bathroom renovation,
dust mitigation is huge.
Sure, and a bathroom renovation, it's not like having somebody do some work on your porch or something where they're all outside. You don't have to worry. The bath tune-up folks will be walking in and out of the house. I'm sure the bath tune-up crew will make it as least intrusive as possible, the smallest impact on the homeowner, but that is a big part of it. And that's when the cheap is expensive comes into play, is when you start having those bad experiences when the renovation company leaves at the end of the day. And that's not going to be the case with bath tune-up, right?
Absolutely. I think the main thing is communication is key, when we're going to be there, and kind of walk the homeowner through what the process is going to be like so they can know what to expect. I think where you run into issues is A, lack of communication, and B, lack of care. And we are very honed in on both of those. We care deeply, and we communicate, really kind of over communicate, so the homeowner knows what to expect, because that's where you run into issues. I went on a sales call the other day, and it was a 5-foot by 5-foot bathroom, and they had hired a contractor. It took the guy 6 months to do it, and then I went into the crawl space and it was leaking right into his joist. It took him 6 months, so I went in and redid it in 3 or 4 days, and it looks great. There's no leaks, and it's there's a lot of bad actors out there, so you really got to be careful on who you're bringing in.
Absolutely. Well, how can folks get in touch with Bath Tune-Up?
They can go to my website, bathtuneup.com, and we're locally owned and operated in Charleston. Like I said, our showroom's at 1941 Savage Road, 500 AA in West Ashley. I live on John's Island, so we're locally owned and operated here. Or they can use my cell phone, 843-973-0238. And that's my personal cell phone, so they can call me anytime.
All right. What's that cell phone again?
843-973-0238.
Okay. And you can always find Bath Tune-Up within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
And now we're talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings. How are you folks doing?
We're great. How are you doing?
Just fine. Thank you. John and Jamie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about J&K Home Furnishings.
All right. Well, it's a family-owned business that originated out of the Grand Strand region with originally 2 locations. And now we are up to 7+ locations, actively expanding into the Charleston market.
Very good. And where is J&K Home Furnishings located here in the Charleston area?
So we are in the Bell Hall Shopping Center, where the old Stein Mart used to be, right in Mount Pleasant.
Gotcha. Yeah, I dragged my wife to help me deliver magazines when our new issue came out, and she stepped foot inside J&K and said, "Huh, I think I need to check these people out."
It's a massive location, and Jamie takes the lead on staging and arranging the floor there, and is doing an excellent job. It's very beautiful. If you're shopping for one piece, or whether you're shopping for a full home, you get a ton of design inspiration just walking through.
Yeah, for sure. Well, for folks that are not familiar with J&K Home Furnishings, talk about the some of your price points and some of the vendors that manufacturers that you have and so forth.
Well, we've got a wide array. The good thing about us is we can hit any price point, any budget, wouldn't you say, Jamie?
Absolutely.
We go anywhere from promotional offerings, which are well under $1,000, to good, better, best. And just keep in mind, the quality and the wow factor really correlates with the price. So we can sell you a sleeper, you know, $1,299 sleeper. We could sell you a sofa, $999 or well under. Or we can really doll that thing up and get that, you know, a higher price point. It's just according to what the customer wants and what they envision for their room and space.
Gotcha.
And we have custom design options with certain vendors where you can pick your own arm, pick your own fabric. You can really go as high fashion as you want, or you can go more of an elevated neutral coastal look. You can work with our trained design staff and really design an entire look, entire home, or entire room according to your taste and style. And we just really hone in on the process and help you along the way.
And I want to elaborate a little bit on that. In-store design services are something that everyone could benefit from. Again, whether you're just looking for a single chair or sofa, or you're wanting to complete a whole room. The vendors we have, we've got one of the widest collection of vendors of any local furniture store that I know, but we take it a step further. We'll come out to your home. We do space planning, color consultations, and really help bring a whole project together if that's what you're in the market for.
Yeah, that's incredibly valuable because, you know, homeowners don't want to make an expensive mistake. And
you're exactly right. And with that, we charge a one-time $250 design consult fee. And that fee is refunded back to your purchase once you spend over $5,000. Mm-hmm. And you have over a year to spend that. And we give that right back to you. So in my opinion, I mean, it'd be a shame to not take advantage of something that's essentially a free service if you look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. What are some of the manufacturers' brand names that J&K Home Furnishings has?
So we have vendors like Lexington, Cheryl, Hickory White. We have
We have Norwalk. We have an amazing partnership with Bassett, where we've been their number one retailer in the nation several years running.
And in our mattress department, we have everything under one roof: Avocado, Nectar, Casper, Dream Cloud, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns and Foster. Truly, we're the only location that you can find all those brands under one roof.
Gotcha. And some of those you mentioned are mattress companies, right?
Yes.
Are a couple of those you mentioned, Avocado, is that one of those mattresses in a box?
Yes, several of those are, which offer an incredible benefit to the customer and the number one rated consumer mattress in the industry.
How do those work? I've always wondered. You take it out of the box and, and it, they just naturally expand into the...
Yeah.
Because it comes in a small box.
Yeah. So just the state of memory foam can be condensed for shipping purposes and convenience. So you just take it out of the pressure wrap and it expands.
Who would have ever thought a jack-in-the-box mattress?
Right. How long do those memory foam mattresses typically last before you need to replace them?
Some of them, like Tempur-Pedic, they have 20-plus year warranties. We don't suggest keeping your mattress for that long because the industry is constantly changing and improving upon itself. But memory foam has been proven to last a good 10 years, and most of them are warrantied for that.
Gotcha. Good deal. Well, I understand that J&K Home Furnishings, you folks have got an inventory reduction sale going on.
We have the biggest sale going on that we have ever had since I've been with this company in over a decade. We have a huge inventory reduction sale, things up to 75% off. We have wonderful designer floor samples. Believe me, I am so jealous that my home is full. There are so many beautiful things we see on our floors and more constantly coming through that we're replacing to bring in the new. We leave to go to market in less than a week, and we need this these great goods gone so we can buy more.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you get the biggest, you know, bang for your buck is these floor sample discounts that we're trying to move quick. So it's an incredible value that we're motivated to leave.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about J&K Home Furnishings?
Go to our website, www.jkhomefurnishings.com. At the bottom, you can click on locations and see which one's closest to you, whether it be in the Charleston or Grand Strand market. But you can also peruse our website, get more familiar with us, our brands, our promotions. Follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, JK Home Furnishings, and it'll give you a good taste of what we've got to offer.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings, and you can always find J&K Home Furnishings within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Once again, we've been talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. How about yourself today?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment and tell our listeners all about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry is a full service, if you will, custom cabinet company. We help clients design, build, and install custom cabinetry, and so we have a small kind of a boutique designer showroom to help explain things, walk through different options, features, explore design ideas, all the way through our own in-house installers installing everything into their home on time and on schedule.
Very good, very good. And HWC Custom Cabinetry, how long have you folks been around?
You know, we've been fortunate, very thankful. We started in 2004, weathered several different storms over the years. So 21 years this year, actually.
Congratulations. What would you say your secret to success is?
Wow. Lots of things. We have good people on our team and our staff. I feel like we're blessed with good clients. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention or really kind of highlight the fact that I am a follower of Christ, and I feel like the Lord has really overseen what we've done and provided every step of the way. While he's under no obligation to do so, he has, and we're very grateful.
Gotcha. You know, Jay, I remember interviewing you maybe the first time on the radio show. It was shortly after you had started, maybe after one of the first home shows that you were involved with us. And you're a former Navy submariner, correct?
Yes.
And I remember the interview was interesting from the standpoint that you were telling me about all these systems and processes that you were using and at HWC Custom Cabinetry. And it was a little over my head because it was sort of technical. And I remember thinking, boy, this guy is, he's definitely an engineer, has an engineer's mind, you know, and
he's handicapped that way. I am.
How have you used your, that engineer's mind, in terms of translating it to, creating beautiful custom cabinetry for some of the top custom builders and top interior designers in Charleston for their projects?
Yeah, no, that's interesting you bring that up, Tim. I haven't thought, kind of rewind the mental brain back to that time frame, but it really was kind of from day one of the foundational values or principles, I guess, that we had going in was that we will do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it. And on the off chance something comes up and we're just thoroughly unable to fulfill that, you know, a natural disaster in our supply chain somewhere or something, we will work very hard to communicate effectively and early and on the best solution forward given those conditions. And so we started that way then, really thinking that would put us kind of a step ahead, two or three, of most others in the business. And we are still of the same mind today, and that would definitely be part of kind of the recipe that has gone into the success that is HWC in serving our clients. You know, so I come out of military, actually specifically the nuclear Navy. And my last position was actually scheduling the periodic maintenance shutdowns that they had there at that time. And they would do theirs every trimester. And it was about 600 jobs or unique projects that needed to happen over the course of about 3 weeks, four rotating crew shifts, 24/7. And so kind of planning that and executing that was my background immediately, getting out, and then about 10 years in the cabinetry business before starting this company. And so all of that kind of led up to that. And over the years, it's been really kind of an evolutionary process of finding the right tools, whether it's a paper system or today, really kind of everything's pretty much digital. In that regard, and in fact, we've just recently started investing in, or rather implementing in a full, what they call an ERP system, Enterprise Resource Planning tool, that is going to let us provide still better customer service and insight into what we're doing and the results of that with better data, better communication tools with our clients and builders. So, you know, even today, we're still continuing to make sure we're using the best tools and really everything that we do.
I'm sure your staff appreciates that they're not having that you're always looking to upgrade your tools and tooling and so that they're not having to work with antiquated equipment, for example.
Yep, there's a lot of that, you know, but change is always challenging, so I won't kind of sugarcoat it either. You know, there's days where we kind of want the old tool because we're comfortable with it. But really what I've been talking to our team and our clients about is really what we're investing in now is for the next 20 years of our company's growth and our client success.
Gotcha. And I caught you today for the radio interview out on a project. Can you talk about that a little bit, how HWC contributed to the project that you're at right now?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, we've been fortunate to be partnered, if you will, with East-West Partners in some of their projects here in Charleston. This one that I'm at today is Waterfront down on Daniel Island, kind of the third phase of this. I think this is the last of the very luxury condos that they're doing on this parcel. And we've done two others, and they've just, them and their clients have been so pleased with what we're doing. They invite us back on this one, and we're very thankful. We're basically providing all the custom residential cabinetry that's going into the individual units, kitchens, islands, laundries, bathrooms, that sort of thing. And then even some, a number of the clients that have moved in out here, purchasers are, you know, we've done fireplaces and studies and other things kind of in the in their intervening time as well, as they've been able to use the cabinetry provided, see the value and quality of it, and have called on us for extra stuff like that as well.
Nice. So just not the kitchen and the bathroom for, is where HWC custom cabinetry can help homeowners.
Yeah, pretty much. If it's a kind of joke, if it's a box or looks a little bit like a box, i.e. a cabinet, it's kind of an industry slang for cabinetry, a box, we can probably help, especially if you're wanting finer finishes or materials, that sort of thing. So we, you know, built-ins, wine rooms, studies, I'm sure I'm leaving out some product categories there, but those are kind of some of the more popular ones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And when I delivered the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine to HWC Custom Cabinetry's showroom in North Charleston, you folks have done a lot of work on your showroom. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we are super excited about that. You know, we've kind of really had our head down in some other areas. So while we've had a showroom over these years, this is really the first time in several years that we've done a significant update. In fact, we've kind of built out the whole front part, or our front showroom, out in predominantly very contemporary styling, and kind of be able to talk through some of the options there, the modern materials, finishes, techniques, handleless cabinets, stuff like that, push to open, as well as some of the other kind of all the doodads on the inside, organizational tools and things like that. So we really try to put as much of that in there as we can to help our clients see what's possible, what they might want, what they might not want. Is it the right thing for them? You know, being that we're also the fabricator, we know what goes into it. And we also listen to our clients, those that have been in their houses for a while, and they're like, hey, you know, I never really used that, you know, particular thing as much as I thought I would. And so we like to have those conversations and provide feedback to clients as we're working with them to create their projects. So, and then in addition to that one that you saw, Tim, we're actually have on the drawing board and almost done drawing, quite frankly, the back showroom. And so here in the coming months, maybe even just weeks, we'll start demolition of that and update that one as well. That one will be a little more traditional styling, and but we'll still have a little bit contemporary vignettes in there, and then there's some overlap between them so that we can continue to serve the clients here in Charleston all the better and help educate them and stay on top of the design trends and things that are going on today.
Gotcha. You know, before we started the interview, I mentioned that, and this is based on just the photographs I get to look at of some of the HWC custom cabinetry projects. But I said, you know, there seems to be, I'm noticing like an HWC custom cabinetry look. And you immediately didn't want to take credit. You said it wasn't unique to HWC. But what I mean by that is when it seems like a lot of the custom builders and architects and interior designers who are contracting with HWC custom contracting, you're creating very modern, sleek looking cabinetry. And you mentioned the push to open, for example. So instead of having hardware on the top cabinets or the base cabinets, there's no hardware. You don't see any knobs or pulls, so that it's just a push to open. So it's a very clean, refined look. That's happened organically, right? Through the custom builders and architects and interior designers whose clients have asked HWC Custom Cabinetry to create that look for them.
Yeah, that's right. Having a very sleek look in certain clients or projects is very desirable, and so we kind of, each one's a little bit unique in some of the challenges that it might bring, because not everything lends itself towards, hey, I'll just press it and it opens. So there are a number of different solutions, and so depending on the application, budget, all those things will influence kind of some of the suggestions we have. And even the materials, certain materials and styles will lend or bias himself towards some different versions of that, while others will allow more opportunity for things. Some of your more synthetic products don't let us modify or maybe add finger pull so much, but some of your traditional wood products can. But it just varies. So we have those conversations kind of early and regular so that we're making sure we're delivering the expectations that a client is wanting, and that might be in terms of samples or manipulatives, examples to, nicely detailed 3D renderings that we're able to kind of work through, talk through, and make sure everybody understands, hey, this is how this condition is going to be addressed, and we're going to create that look and feel for you here. I wasn't even thinking until we're talking, but we've actually, we've partnered with Salicci, which is one of the premier functional hardware manufacturers on the planet, out of Italy, and they have a metal drawer system style that they've ran with for years over in Europe, and we have worked with them closely to bring that same style, but in the American sizes that we needed here. And so we're very excited. We've got that on display in that showroom as well. Very clean, ergonomic, just functional, beautiful hardware, but still at a great price point, very comparable to the push-to-open ducktail drawers, or not necessarily push-to-open, they do both, that you find with wooden ducktail drawers and stuff as well.
Well, I thought I was in heaven with my soft close cabinet doors and drawers at home, but then I saw the push to open option with some of the cabinetry at the HWC Custom Cabinetry showroom, and just blown away by that. I think that's fantastic. I recommend folks check out the HWC Custom Cabinetry showroom. And Jay, tell our listeners where that is.
Tim, yeah. So we're loaded. Our physical location is up in the north area near Bosch off of Franchise Street. What I recommend people do if they want to schedule time to swing by is we do like to work by appointment, so we can really devote our energies to meeting the needs of whoever working with at that time and be prepared for that. But happy to schedule a design consult. Reach out to us either on web at hwccustomcabinetry.com, or you can call us directly at 843-207-0750.
And you can always find HWC Custom Cabinetry within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great one.
And now we're talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Ryan, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Yeah, Brownswood's been serving the Lowcountry since 1978, when my parents and grandparents started the property over here on Brownswood Road on John's Island, where they used to tell me that when a car drove by, they would stop and look to see who it was. That's how rural it was back then. But Brownswood has been helping Charleston families and businesses bring their outdoor spaces to life. And over the years, we've become a trusted resource for both homeowners and professionals who want landscapes that really thrive in our coastal climate. And we're really proud of that. We don't take that lightly. So we're really excited to be able to offer a garden center experience for all of our residential clients. And then we have a full service wholesale division and a very large growing operation on our facility, and that we service for professionals, landscapers, architects, builders in the area. And so we're very proud of that. And then we offer a full service landscape design and build firm that offers cutting edge 3D visualization, video fly-throughs of their proposed landscape plans, whether it's pools, spas, outdoor kitchens. We show lighting. So whatever the project is, big or small, we come out and plant one tree, Tim. So if you just need one oak tree, we can do that. And we also crane in trees. So people say, oh, I'll never block out that neighbor. And I say, oh, we can do that. We just need to crane it in. So very wide array of services and offerings. And we feel very blessed to have the business and our amazing customer base in this area. And we love serving and trying to love people well when they come to Brownswood.
Gotcha. Who would be the people that need Brownswood Nursery and Landscapes Design Build Services the most?
Yeah, great question. I mean, first thought is new construction. So new build, you're building a house, whether it's sort of a semi-custom or full custom home, or you're even, buying into a community with one of the, major, volume home builders, having a landscape plan will save you thousands of dollars, if not in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars of mistakes. And I'll give you one prime example. When you move into a home, a new construction, and the builder's selling you irrigation system for the lawn, obviously our lawns in Charleston need irrigation, but that irrigation system's custom to the lawn location. And a lot of those volume home builders give you kind of the 12 plant, one tree, and basically wall-to-wall sod, which means you're going to have a very extensive and expensive irrigation system. And then when we come in and you say, hey, I'm ready for planting beds and I want, a pool, or I want a patio or walkway or water feature or whatever, we're going to start digging all that irrigation up. And we've had clients, unfortunately, who have had to spend thousands of dollars undoing the irrigation system that was installed originally. And if we would have had a landscape plan, that would have prevented that. And so I would say anyone who wants to really plan ahead for their property, you need a landscape plan.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Who else? What about someone who is putting in a swimming pool?
Yeah, the swimming pool is, we design pools and spas. We have a high respect for the pool builder community. And we have some really great pool builders in the Lowcountry for clients to choose from. But one of our niches is really making sure that the pool deck, extended patio, again, outdoor kitchen, walkways, planting beds, lawn areas, all of that interfaces correctly with the pool location. So we like to collaborate with the pool company. So when you're thinking about building a pool, it's really advisable to hire a landscape designer or architect to really map out what is our long-term vision of the space and collaborate with the pool company, letting the pool company be the pool expert, but also recognizing that landscape architecture and design is everything around that pool. And so we'll run into situations where we want to move the pool, 5 to 10 feet in one direction or another, because we know that this outdoor kitchen needs to have that extra, square footage. So any sort of planning for outdoor structures, exterior buildings, garages, or you just want beautiful plantings, you're ready for an upgrade and you want to, have a really special garden, landscape. That's what we're here to do.
All right, that sounds good. And I think the biggest thing, and if you don't happen to fall into those either of those categories, you may just have a backyard that needs a little update or a facelift. But I think the common denominator is you need a plan, and that's where Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help you with.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, one of the objections that we hear from clients who haven't gone through this process before is, hey, I don't want to spend, you know, money on a design. I want to spend the money on the plants or on the patio, which makes total sense. You know, that's how I would feel too if I didn't know what I know, which is that design fee, whatever that ends up being, is the best money you will spend, because that will save you so much heartache later. And I can't tell you how many projects we've come behind where people have kind of subcontracted different pieces of the puzzle of the landscape construction process, and maybe found somebody who can do concrete or can do, you know, stone or whatever. And then they hire someone else for irrigation. And there really is synergy in hiring one firm to be able to handle it all for you and plan it all for you. And it saves, again, a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of heartache. And the feedback that we get from our clients that move through our design build process, they love it. They love our hands-on approach, our communication. We walk through it with them. We hold their hand literally through the entire process. We walk them through the plants in person. They can see the plants they're going to be putting in the landscape. And that's another unique service that we offer that we're very proud of.
So Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks will not just create the design, but you'll install all of the plantings. And does Brownswood Nursery and Landscape do anything other than the hardscapes and so forth?
Yeah, we do. I don't want to say everything, because there's always exceptions, but we can do almost anything outside of building another home. So we, you know, if you need a pergola and you want lighting, we do beautiful landscape lighting, irrigation systems, walkways, patios. We do a lot of bluestone and brick, which is a Charleston classic. We do a lot of tabby, which is oyster shell and concrete. We do driveways. So we do really beautiful water features, which add a lot of life to the garden, fire pits, seating walls. And so whatever it is, we're here for you to elevate, you know, your property, your home. And, you know, it's not about our vision, it's about your vision. And so we come alongside you. If you give us, you know, $5,000 or you give us $250,000, we're going to try to stretch every dollar on your behalf to give you the best landscape we possibly can for that investment.
Well, that's great. And we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, we have a lot of newcomers to the area that are not used to the southern climate. What would you say to them in terms of what they can accomplish in the fall versus maybe what they weren't able to do when they lived up north?
Well, absolutely. Because we're in Charleston, we have the added benefit of a mild winter, which extends that planting window even longer than in many other parts of the country. It's one of the reasons fall planting is such a smart investment here. And so, you know, our ground doesn't freeze in Charleston. A lot of people who are moving here from other more northern, colder climates are used to sort of shutting off the landscape in the next, you know, month or two, maybe in their area. And in Charleston, we plant year round, every day of the year. And fall is an amazing time to plant. So is December and January and February, because a lot of these shrubs and trees, you know, they're going to be acclimating. Their roots are going to be going deep. And even though you might not see a lot on the outside, there's a lot of stuff happening under the ground where they're getting, you know, stronger root systems before the heat of next summer. And so by spring, those plants are already established. They're healthier and easier to care for. So I would advise, if you're ready to take your landscape to the next level, give us a call. Visit us online. You can visit us at shop.brownswoodnursery.com. For our live availability, Tim. I don't know if you knew that, but you can actually see what we have in stock right this second, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at shop.brownswoodnursery.com. In the comfort of your own home at 9 o'clock at night in your PJs, check out, you know, what we have, and then come on in and see it. And we'd love to help you take that landscape to the next level.
Well, that's great. And I understand that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape received a couple of national awards recently.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. We did. We just received two silver awards from the National Association of Landscape Professionals, NALP. And we are very proud of our design team, our landscape construction team, and our maintenance teams that have provided that beautiful atmosphere for those two clients. And for it to win an award at that level, we feel very blessed, and we're very proud to do high quality work, which is what we always want to do. And like I said, we have clients that they want to invest, you know, $250,000 in their landscape, and we have clients that want to invest $2,500. And either way, we want to give them everything we can and do it the right way for whatever that investment is. So yeah, we're very blessed and very proud of our team. We have an amazing team, and that's another thing that stands out for us is our people. So we're proud of them.
Well, congratulations on those two national awards that went to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. And in our next interview, I'd love to hear about those particular projects that won the awards. But in the meantime, what's the best way for folks to reach out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, you can call us at 843-559-3425. Visit us at brownswoodnursery.com. And like I said, our live availability, which is new, is shop.brownswoodnursery.com. Or come out, visit us, 1290 Brownswood Road on beautiful Johns Island. We are worth the drive for all of my deep Mount Pleasant or Somerville or places that are a little bit of a drive. I assure you we're worth it. So come on out and visit us, and we'd love an opportunity to show you one of our favorite plants.
Yeah, and don't buy your plants at the big box store. Buy them locally at our nursery, like Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. And I totally agree. You can make a nice afternoon, make your wife very happy. Take her out to John's Island, stop at the tomato shed to have some lunch, and head on out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, and just walk the land. I've done it before. Their staff ready to answer questions or just let you roam free. So that's great. And you can always find Brownswood Nursery and Landscape within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.